USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping engaged in a significant meeting in Northern California. The high-stakes discussions in the San Francisco area coincide with ongoing conflicts around the world.
We also have a responsibility to our people and the world to work together when we see it in our interest to do so.
This marks the first face-to-face encounter between the two leaders in a year. In a hypothetical 2024 presidential election, former President Donald Trump would defeat California Governor Gavin Newsom. That's according to Stack Data Strategies projections. Those latest projections indicate Trump winning the Electoral College against Biden, and they suggest that Newsom would perform even worse, losing 4 additional states to Trump. A magnitude 3.6 earthquake rattled northern Illinois and nearby states early today, prompting 911 reports about shaking homes. That quake, centered about 6/10 of a mile south-southeast of Standard, Illinois, was felt by residents in southern Wisconsin, southeastern Iowa, and northwest Indiana. Tennessee Republican Tim Burkett expressed sympathy for former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, alleging that McCarthy elbowed him in the back in a Capitol hallway.
It's a clean shot to the kidneys. You just don't expect a guy who was at one time 3 steps away from the White House to hit you with a sucker punch in the hallway.
In a CNN interview, Burkett characterized the incident as a sad commentary on McCarthy's life and mentioned that he's praying for the former speaker while moving forward. However, McCarthy denies ever touching him.
Run and hit the guy. I did not kidney punch him. I did not shoot anything like that.
Notably, Burkett is one of the 8 congressmen who voted to remove McCarthy as speaker. Target CEO Brian Cornell mentioned on the retailer's third quarter earnings call that customers appreciate the decision to secure certain merchandise in stores. Cornell noted a positive response from shoppers regarding the practice of locking up items like toothpaste and deodorant. This is USA News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discreet sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin has expressed openness to a presidential run. The Democrat, who recently announced he won't seek re-election to the Senate, told NBC News that he aims to unite the center of the country.
I think we're on the wrong course. So I will do everything possible. Now, there's a lot of good people out there I hope I can motivate, and a lot of capable people, competent, that they've just given up. I said, don't give up. This is the best country in the world.
When asked, Manchin avoided specifying whether he would exclusively run as a third-party candidate. United Health Group is facing a lawsuit for allegedly utilizing a flawed artificial intelligence algorithm to improperly reject coverage for Medicaid patients requiring rehabilitation following hospitalization. The primary plaintiffs in the case are the families of 2 patients in need of long-term care at post-acute facilities. Lawmakers are questioning Apple about the cancellation of Jon Stewart's show, inquiring if China played a role. A House committee has written to Apple CEO Tim Cook seeking clarification on whether Apple TV Plus decisions are influenced by China. The problem with Jon Stewart ended last month due to creative differences between Stewart and Apple, with sources suggesting tensions over show topics, including China and artificial intelligence. And a Missouri library is celebrating the return of its oldest ever overdue book. The book checked out in 1993. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.